To Psalm 116. Thank you so much for everyone who shared a testimony this evening, a praise to God as we gather together for our night of thanksgiving, is what we've called it over the last couple weeks. And as you turn to this passage, I want to read some verses to you from it and have some other things I'd like to say if I can get to them just over here that are throughout the Word of God. But I want you to think about this thought as we just take a moment to consider the truth about giving thanks. This statement is the statement I want you to think about is this: the key to thanksgiving is thanksgiving. If you want to be able to have a good Thanksgiving season, week, day, meal, the key is just live that way all the time. And that is something that really ought to be what we come to a service like this for and go from this service to do. As I've heard, I've learned about many of you, just different aspects of your life a little bit more and what God's been doing in your life. And I've been encouraged tonight. I've been reminded of the greatness of our God. And as we think about these thoughts and you try to process everything, and maybe there's something that was on your heart tonight, you just didn't say it publicly. As we close in the next few minutes, we're going to have an opportunity where the music is going to play. And I'd invite you, when we do that, I'd invite you to come forward and just praise God for it. Because every one of us who just shared a public praise, really, we're just doing publicly what we ought to do on a regular basis privately. And it's so great to be able to live a life of thanksgiving. And the reality is that type of life is the type of life God wants us to live. Thankfulness is a central characteristic of the Christian life. And giving thanks is actually supposed to be an act of worship, not a moment where we comfort ourselves by reminding ourselves how good God has been. And that's really the thought I want you to think about tonight. It's good to be comforted, but it's better to worship God. And someone, I don't remember who it was this evening, reminded us about that fact, that if we'll just focus on God, then everything else will flow from that. And that's what I want to read to you from Psalm 116 today. The Bible says in Psalm 116, verse 12, I want to read the whole psalm. I'm just going to read a couple verses. Verse 12 says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me?" Jump down to verse number 17. Here's the answer. What do I give God for what he's done? "I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord." You know, tonight, you and I have a great opportunity, a great privilege. The Bible actually tells you and I that you are a priest in the eyes of God. 1 Peter 2, verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." There was a day where if we wanted to bring an offering to God, we would have had to get it physically and bring it to someone and let them offer it for us. But that day is no longer. You and I have the great right as a priest to stop at any moment and offer sacrifices to God. And tonight, that's what we've done. We are a congregation. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, we are a congregation of believer priests. And tonight was a night not about us, but about our God, about how good our God is. And so ask yourself that question tonight. What do I give God? What can I give to God this evening? And the answer, and there's a lot of things that we could say, but the answer simply is to praise him. To praise him for who he is. To praise him for what he's done. To focus on God at Thanksgiving is the key to living a thankful life. because situations will change around us. No matter how good last year was, this year may either be better or worse for you for Thanksgiving. Something could have changed to make it a different experience for you this coming Thursday than you enjoyed last year, or whatever the case may be. Situations will change, but God never will. So we can praise Him. And that's what we want to do tonight. That's what we've been doing tonight. And so I want to invite you to stand to your feet this evening. And you can grab your songbooks out if you want. We're going to sing in just a moment, song 256, I Will Praise Him. But before we do that, we're just going to bow our heads and close our eyes. And the music is going to begin to play. And I'm going to pray in just a moment. And as soon as I say amen, what I want you to do, if you would like to, I want you to come. And just come thank God for what He's done for you. Don't come and ask Him for things this time. Just come and praise Him. Lift Him up for all that He's done. If you have a favorite place in the Bible that talks about God, maybe just bring your Bible and lay it out and read it off to God to praise Him tonight. We're going to close by praising God, and then we're going to go. But don't stop that when you go. Live thankfully. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to thank God for who He is. As soon as I say amen, the music can play, and you can come and praise God this evening. And then a few moments after that, we'll sing a verse or two of the song, and we'll be done for the night. Father, thank You so much for bringing us to church this evening. Thank You for who You are. You are so good to us. You've provided the way of salvation, grace in our lives, the truth so we can know. We can know You so that we can have guidance daily. Lord, You've given us friends around us, family. Lord, thank You. Thank You for how good You are. We pray these things and lift You up in Jesus' name. Amen. The music will play. You come if you'd like and praise God this evening. Be a good time to come as a family. Some already have. Dads, it'd be a great time to grab your family members and say, you know, we're not going to wait till Thanksgiving to thank God together as a family. I know we don't do this all the time, but we're going to start right now. We want to live thankful. Grab your songbooks. We're going to sing the first and the last verse of this song tonight. The last verse will be our closing prayer. As soon as we're done singing the last verse, you're dismissed. Enjoy some time with your family. Enjoy the God who has given us all that He's given us. Let's lift it up on that first verse. When I saw the cleansing fountain.
When I saw the cleansing fountain. Open wide for all my sin. I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when He said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise Him. I will praise Him. Praise is the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain.
On that last verse.
Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the three in one. I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain.
Thank you. You are dismissed.